Welcome and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants will be in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session of today's conference. During the question-and-answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone or record your name at the prompt, or you can use your chat option. This call is recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect. I would like to turn the call over to your host, Mr. Mark Rolfe.
Good afternoon, everyone on the East Coast or in the Midwest, and good morning to those of you on the West Coast or in Mountain Time. We would like to apologize for the technical difficulties we had and starting a few minutes late, but we now have resolved our technical issues and are ready to talk to you either this afternoon or this morning, depending on your time zone, about the ESEA flexibility renewal review process. Many of you submitted your applications on or before March 31st, and staff here in the Office of State Support have been working furiously to review those applications, and we would now like to provide you with some updates about how you're going to hear from Ed and next steps. And I realize I forgot to introduce myself. I am Roberta Maselli, and I'm the Deputy Director here in the Office of State Support, and I am joined by three of my colleagues who will be presenting the webinar today, and I will now turn it to them so they can introduce themselves.
Hi, this is Michael Wells. I'm a group leader in the Office of State Support.
Good afternoon. This is Nkemjika Ofadle, and I am the program officer for Oklahoma and Tennessee.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Yee, and I'm also a program officer for Florida, Illinois, and Missouri.
And our technical difficulties continue. Okay, now we're on track. Here is the agenda for today. It's fairly short and straightforward. We're planning to discuss the goals for this review process that we are engaged in currently, give you a status of where we are with the current review and also the steps that are coming down the road as we continue the process, and we'll answer questions that you might have regarding the process overall via the chat box. If you have any questions, please put those in the chat box. We'll be monitoring those as we go forward and try to answer those as we can. Just one caution about your questions. Nkemjika and David, Roberta and I are going to be able to talk about general process issues, but if you have specific questions about your request or about issues that might be state-specific to your situation, those you need to direct to your program officer so that they can give you the information that you need. The overarching goals for this renewal process itself is to try and provide clear and timely feedback to you about the request that you submitted to us back in March. We want to reduce the number of times that we go back and forth between our office and yours and our staff and your staff and try to make sure that we identify who are the right people that need to be in those interactions or on the calls so that we get all the information we need to with a minimal amount of muss and fuss and back and forth, as I mentioned. The renewal process itself currently is underway, as Roberta pointed out. You submitted your revised request based on any revisions you made to your already approved ESEA flexibility. Those came in March 31st for most states. We have 36 that have been submitted. Those renewal requests are currently all under review by the teams that work with you through your Office of Safe State Support, as well as other folks at the Department of Education. There are really three structured touch points that we want to talk about and make you aware of that will be involving our staff and yours. The first one is a completeness check, some of which have already taken place. You may already talk with your program officer about these. They involve certain areas in which we need to get additional information in order to move forward with the review. The second touch point has not happened with any of our states yet. That will involve a staff call followed by an email, and those will be coming in the upcoming weeks, most likely, for most of you. Finally, we will have a WebEx, for those of you that have the capability to do so, or a conference call, which involves your state leadership at the Department of Education in your state, as well as the U.S. Department of Education and Office of State Support Staff, to discuss all the areas that we need to revise or follow up with that would result in final version of your renewal going forward. This slide is simply a visual of the review process. Some folks are visual learners, and we thought it might be helpful for you to have this. This PowerPoint will be available on our website, and you can certainly download and look at this. I'm not going to go through it point by point. We're going to talk about all the information that's on this slide as we move through the process. So now I'm going to turn this over to Nkemjika, who's going to talk to you about the first step.
Good afternoon, everyone. So our first step is going to be a completeness check. As Michael mentioned, we are currently in the process of reviewing all received renewal requests. Your program officer should have already contacted you regarding completeness of the request or any potentially missing items. This is completely based upon states who have submitted by March 31st, so if you have not submitted as yet, you will not have had that contact with your program officer regarding the completeness as yet, but it's coming. And remember that your program officer is always available for any questions that you may have, so please ensure to engage them in dialogue regarding questions that you may have, and they can submit to you any responses that they have that would be appropriate at that time. So that's our step one, our completeness check. We recognize that there may be questions around that, so if you have any, feel free to submit those questions to our chat box. And as Michael said before, please make sure you send us the questions that refer to our process, as specific questions regarding your state's renewal request should be directed to your program officer. And now regarding step two, I will pass our slides to David.
Thanks, Nkemjika. So the next step in this process involves a staff-level call with a follow-up email. And so this conference call will be taking place on a rolling basis from mid-May through the end of July after the receipt of the renewal request. You should be hearing back from your program officer about setting up this call in the next few weeks. And while this is a high-level overview, you want to make sure that you have members of your team that worked on the renewal request with you on the call. From the Ed side, we will have state program officers and offices of state support leadership on the call to walk you through the high-level overview. The focus of this call is really to discuss all areas of concern or areas needing revision in the renewal request. And while setting up the call, the program officers will inform you about specific areas that will be discussed in more detail, so you have the right people from your end on the call with us. Within 1 or 2 days after the conference call, we will send you all a summary email with all of the concerns. This is not the time to submit a new version of the renewal request. That will come on later. But at the end of this call, we will set up a time and date with you for the WebEx conference. And we will actually talk about that WebEx conference very shortly. If you do have any questions about this second step, please feel free to submit any questions on the chat box right now. And again, we will address those at the end of the call. I'm going to turn it back over to my colleague Nkemjika now to talk about the third step.
Thank you, David. So we'd also like to highlight that, again, changes to the renewal request can be made from that previous conference call that David just spoke about, all the way up until the step we're going to talk about now, which is the WebEx, and that a submit by date will be given to you by your program officer for any of those changes that you want to submit. A video or teleconference will be utilized for the conversations depending upon your SEA's capabilities, and these will begin on a rolling basis starting in the middle of May. The purpose of this conversation is to reach agreement on the items that Ed has identified for discussion, and the SEA will submit a redline version to Ed with all of the changes included for Ed to review. Now, we'd like to speak to you about the participants specifically. So with this particular conference, we will have some suggested participants in the conference that we feel would be appropriate for the WebEx conversation. So for the state, we'd like to see your state chief or designee, and the designee should have decision-making authority. We'd like your ESEA flexibility contact, your Students with Disabilities representative or your Special Education Director, whichever you feel is most pertinent to the call, your EL representative or Title III Director, again, whomever you have available that you feel is most pertinent for the call, and then any other representative deemed appropriate for input regarding the identified issues from your state. IT support is definitely recommended, as today was evidenced by our small technical issues. Having someone in the room is very helpful. And then on our end at the Department of Education, we will have some of our Ed senior leadership. We will have other Office of State Support leadership as needed. Your program officer will be there. And then Ed representatives from other offices, so Special Education and Rehabilitative Services, our Policy Department, Civil Rights, and then English Language Acquisition Office. Please note that the teleconference is available for those who do not have WebEx capabilities, and the meeting should be scheduled for around 2 hours. Our expectation is that once the call is over, we will have come to a resolution with all outstanding issues. So we'd like to move forward and just let you know the actions. There will be some actions after this final step, and Mike will speak to them now.
So following the WebEx conference call, the state education agencies will resubmit at that point a revised redline version of their request. This should be the final version that contains all the changes and revisions, additions, and so on that was agreed upon at that WebEx conference, so that it will be a final version for us to review. Once Ed has taken a look at that and make sure that everything is as we expect, then you'll be asked to submit a clean request copy for us at that point. You will receive a formal notification through a letter from the Assistant Secretary regarding the Department's determination regarding your renewal request. And once approved requests have been, you've been notified about your approved request, those requests will be posted on Ed's website, and probably you'll want to post them on your state website as well. So now I want to go to some of the questions that we have gotten in the chat box and see if we can answer those for you. Before I do that, let me be sure and let you know that we are intending to post this on the Department of Education's website so that you can look at it again yourself, you can make a copy of it, that you can share it with others, and so forth. So not sure exactly when that will happen, but certainly within the next couple of days. If you have concerns about where you might find that, contact your program officer, and they can let you know. The first question that we have in the chat box is, someone has asked if they've not heard regarding a completeness check yet, should they assume that they're okay? For most of the applications that we received by March 31st, then you have been contacted if there are some issues around completeness. However, there are still some things that we're taking another look at, and you still may receive a call in the next couple of days or week regarding that completeness check. So it doesn't necessarily mean you're okay. We're going to talk with you if we need to, so you needn't worry if you think you've missed a call from us. Next question is, when will we know the dates for the teleconference call and later WebEx conference call? We will be talking with you along the way to try to set up the teleconference call. Once we have that call, we will then look to see where we are in terms of dates and time frame to try and set a time that's convenient for you as well as for us in setting up that WebEx call to make sure that everybody can be there that we want to be there. Are there any additional questions? We're not seeing any more in the chat box, so we'll wait a second for folks to have a chance to send those through. I'm going to assume if we don't hear anything in the chat box that we did such an excellent job that we gave you all the information that you need. But it's also possible that you would like to talk to your program officer about some of this, and that's perfectly reasonable. One other question that we've gotten from some folks is regarding when we talk with you on the initial teleconference, will you know all the issues and concerns that we have at that point? this initial completeness check will just be that, to check about what things that we need to have in order to complete our review. However, when we have the teleconference that's going to be followed by the email, all the issues that we have identified for concern or question will be identified for you then. So when the final WebEx conference is held, there shouldn't be any surprises at that point. For the first teleconference, which is mid-May to the end of July, that's a very long window. The reason we can't be more specific about that, and someone's asking about that, is because we have got different levels of completeness, different levels of complexity, and some states did not submit as of the May 31st date, and we're working out to get those in. So we think everything will happen between May and July. There will be quite a few of these teleconferences that occur starting in the next week or two, and we'll be working with you to get those in as soon as we can. If you have a particular issue around, for instance, staff vacations that are going to be away or training conferences or and so forth that you have to attend and want to make sure that we don't try to schedule during that week, you should let your program officer know that those are not good weeks for you as soon as you can. That way we can try to work around that with our schedule. Okay, when and where these slides will be posted. When is going to be in the next couple of days. It may be the first of next week, but we'll get them in as soon as we can. Where is going to be on the flexibility, ESEA flexibility webpage. We can, if you contact your program officer, if you're not able to find it very easily on the Department of Education website, well, they can send you a link to be able to find those. Okay, someone's asked me to go through the sequence of calls and submissions once again. The completeness call is the first one. That's where we will be talking to folks to add any additional clarity, additional information or materials that we need in order to continue our review. The only submissions you may need to send us then are those that are requested when someone calls about a need for that particular issue or document. So you wouldn't submit the entire request again at that point, only the information that you need to provide us with the clarity that we need. The second call point or touch point that we'll have is the teleconference, which will be taking place in a couple of weeks, beginning and then moving forward from there. That's where we'll have a conversation, probably 60 to 90 minutes, with your contact person and anyone else that you want to bring into the room, as well as your program officer and the Office of State Support staff. And we'll talk to you at that point about the issues that we have concerns about and anything that we feel like might need to be revised or any additional information that we might need. At that point, we may want you to submit some information. There may need to be some text submitted, but again, not the full version of the request coming back in, just any information or pages that might be relevant to that discussion could be submitted at that point, but wouldn't necessarily have to be. The next submission would actually come following the video conference that involves the state chief and the senior leadership here in the department, in which we come to decision around any kind of revisions that we are requesting or clarifications that we need or issues that need to be addressed. Then you will submit a full version of your request in red line that encompasses all that was decided that needed to be changed at that WebEx conference or teleconference, whichever you have at that point. When we have reviewed the redline version, we would get back in touch with you to ask you to accept the changes in that redline and send us a clean copy, which we could then publish.
And this isn't a question that we're seeing in the chat box, but this is Roberta, and I just wanted to reiterate that the purpose of this process is to work in partnership with you, so that you can get to the longest renewal period that is allowable under the flexibility agreement. And we have tried to structure the series of touch points with you so that we are minimizing the amount of time and the amount of back and forth required with the state. So again, just want to emphasize that we are With the redesign of the Office of State Support, we are committed to working in partnership with you to helping you to get to what we're calling a fully approvable request. And that is the reason why the three touch points have been designed. And again, as my colleagues mentioned, if you have any questions that either we weren't clear about or that were not addressed on this call, please contact your program officer and they will work with you to get you an answer as quickly as possible. And so at this point, we are not seeing any more questions in the chat box, so we would like to thank you. Whoops.
We
are good. So we would like to thank you very much for your participation today, and we will send an email out once we have posted this to our website. So thank you and have a great rest of the day.
Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.